In the summer of 2016, Alaska State Democratic leaders supported the primary campaigns of Dean Westlake and Zach Fansler. 18 months later, both have resigned. Westlake over sexual harassment allegations, Fansler after a woman alleged he assaulted her. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with Democratic legislators and one of the women who raised concerns over harassment about what should happen next.
In July 2016, many of the leading Democrats in Alaska gathered in an Anchorage house for a fundraiser to benefit two primary challengers. They were Dean Westlake in District 40, which covers North Slope and Northwest Arctic boroughs, and Zach Fansler in District 38, which includes the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Anchorage Representative Ivy Sponholz was among those at the party. This is what she had to say then about Benjamin Nagiak and Bob Herron, who then represented the districts.
What we've had are, you know, two representatives in these communities that are Democrats in name only.
Westlake and Fansler won the primaries and joined the House last year. But Westlake resigned in December after women inside and outside of the Capitol accused him of sexual harassment. Fansler resigned earlier this month after a woman accused him of repeatedly slapping her, bursting one of her eardrums. His lawyer says Fansler denies the allegations. Sponholz says the party will more closely scrutinize candidates' past conduct in the future.
I think that what we know now is that in 2018, we have a higher standard for behavior than any of our processes have reflected in the past. In the past, the legislature and political parties have been more likely to hide these problems and to sweep them under the rug.
In the case of Westlake, some of those who came forward said the harassment occurred before he ran for the legislature. And news organizations reported in December that he had fathered a child when he was 28 with a girl who was 15 when the child was conceived. Olivia Garrett is a former legislative aide who says Westlake harassed her after he joined the legislature.
They didn't really do their homework on this guy, and it wasn't like there was just rumors about past misconduct with him. You know, there was a whole mountain of evidence of, you know, some pretty terrible things he's done to much younger women. And that's pretty unacceptable that nobody stopped to say, hey, maybe we should reevaluate who we're giving all of our time and resources to.
There's no earlier public record of harassment involving Fansler, but community members had expressed concern about his alcohol use before he was elected. And Kuskokwim 300 race chairman Myron Angstman says that while Fansler did a decent job when he was the race's manager, Angstman also was concerned that Fansler's drinking may have affected how he did his job on multiple occasions. Garrett says this is an opportunity for the Democrats to more closely scrutinize candidates. She says one step that could reduce sexual misconduct is increasing the number of women in the legislature.
I think women in leadership will not solve it entirely, but will make the workplace a lot better for a lot of other women.
Sponholz also says having more women would be beneficial. The District 38 Democrats have started taking applicants, and Sponholz says it would be positive if a woman stepped forward.
There's been a great deal of management and leadership research that shows that having more women involved in leadership results in more productive organizations, more effective organizations, and certainly more professional organizations. So I would welcome an Alaska Native woman to come in from rural Alaska to take the seat.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman says he expects that both political parties will examine candidates' pasts more closely, including questions about sexual misconduct.
I think that should be part of the vetting process. There's no question about that. And, you know, returning back to the theme of lessons learned, I would have to say that the political parties, the major parties in Alaska, certainly have been watching this very closely. And like those of us in the legislature, don't want to have to undergo this again in the future.
Edgman says the legislature already has taken steps to become a safer place. They include making it mandatory for lawmakers and staff to attend training to prevent sexual and other workplace harassment.
I think there is a concerted effort to change a culture here in Juneau, and I hope across the state and across the country as well. And I view this as a watershed moment, and I think we in the Alaska legislature are doing our best to be part of that.
In addition, the legislature's harassment policy subcommittee has been meeting to discuss changes to the policy. With help from Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage and Teresa Katsarilos in Bethel, in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.